Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sateri, and how can I assist you today?
Yes. My name is Mary Hawkins. I called a couple of days ago with that disputing amount that was taken out of my account, and they're supposed to cancel it.
Okay, can I get your zip code, please?
27544. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And can you verify your name?
Mary B. Hawkins, H-A-W-K-I-N-S.
Okay, Ms. Mary, can you verify your address for security purposes?
545 Judy McNight Road, Chitra, N.C., 27544.
Thank you. Okay, so I do see where they canceled your account on May the 10th.
But they didn't cancel the amount to take out, $59.95.
Okay, customer said by charges has to be canceled. Yeah, they didn't refund you.
Because I disputed through the bank.
Okay, well, if you do dispute it through the bank, then, you know, it's nothing that we can do about it.
I mean, what if I didn't? What would happen?
If you didn't dispute it with your bank, well, if you did dispute it with your bank, you can just tell your bank to give us a call back, you and your bank, and then we can, you know, see what refunds we can offer you.
Yeah, that's what I did. I did this to you, so hopefully the bank can contact you all.
Yeah, it would have been faster with us. It would have been 3 to 5 business days before that money hit your card back. So, you know, with the bank, you know, you have to wait a whole month and it take a long time, you know.
Oh my gosh. I can cancel this dispute this day tomorrow.
Well, yeah, you definitely can give us a call back with your bank so we can see if they can drop the dispute. And we can see what type of refunds we can get you back.
Well, he should have told me that from the beginning. He said he was going to refund me.
Yeah,
here's a butt coming.
Yeah, so, you know, once you call us back, we'll be able to help you out with that.
I just need a dispute.
Okay,
then. Let you in the bank handle and they can put my money back, hopefully.
Okay.
Put the credit back. I put the credit because it's a Visa credit card.
Okay, but I guarantee you when that charge hit, then they'll see that that is a valid charge. It wasn't a scam. Listen, let me tell you. When you enter the contest to win something, they're going to see that. So that means that was a valid charge.
I must have oversight. Oh, I know I was supposed to pay $5 for this, and I knew it was wrong. I should have looked at Kevin. It said, do the survey. All you had to pay was $5 shipping.
So they dispute the charge, and then once they get our information sent in, they'll see how it works, and then you'll have to pay that amount back. So
I don't know why I'm going to have to pay that back. I mean, y'all not sending me anything. I canceled right away when I first saw that amount.
I'm gonna tell you why, because you received the email with the link and you took a survey, and you completed the survey and you were offered a chance to win something, right?
It's
a vacuum cleaner, iPad, or something like that.
I just said vacuum. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Right. So the customer could be charged anywhere from $2 to $6.95 to enter the sweep taker. That's what it's called. It's called a sweep taker. And the terms and the condition for the sweep taker, it also tells you that you will be enrolled in a monthly subscription for the meal plan. See, the bank will get all of this, and they're going to get it with your IP number. They're going to see, because, you know, they do more of looking out. So, you know, I mean, you could do it that way. Sometimes if we can't pull people account up, we advise them to go through their bank. But if we can help you out, I'd advise you to tell your bank to give us a call back so that we can see what we can do for you.
Yeah, that's why I called the gentleman. He should have told me all this from day one.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to count everything. So I knew that he was going to cancel. But when I went back to my bank account, the money said pending, but next time he said it was already spent.
No, when they say cancel, they mean cancel account. You have to make sure you're getting an Easter Day refund. You can't just say cancel, because then he thinking you.
Okay.
Yeah,
but I told him about the money too, ma'am.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yes, ma'am. I took the whole 9 yards. If y'all charged me $59, and that's not what I've. And apparently, I probably didn't read the fine print. It's my fault, partner. But after I realized what happened, I said, no, that's not what I want. And then I said, you all took $59. He said, well, we'll cancel and send everything back. That's why I thought that's what he had told me.
Right. Well, just try. Well, I mean, the bank probably closed. But if you can get in touch with your bank and they can give us a call back, we can help you out. But right now, I can't do anything because it's disputed.
Well, I was disputing the amount. Now, that's the only word I knew to say. After I talked to him, I didn't think I'd be able to reach y'all tonight, too. Because I didn't have the phone number on the account. They had to give it to me from the bank.
Right.
I definitely.
Well, I apologize that happened, and I hope you can give us a call. If not, then, your bank, they'll be able to handle it as well for you. But, yeah, that's about it.
I need to stop. I need to change my email. Stop messing around.
Just be careful when you proceed. Just make sure you read your terms and the condition, because it does tell you in those. It might be real small. Just make sure. Or if it's a number under there, you can call that number so you can get a better understanding from a customer service person. Person to person.
I appreciate you telling me, ma'am. I need to looking at anything, the email, and you don't see me. I try to delete a lot of this stuff. I think people spell your addresses or something. But I get some of the emails, and then I started thinking, you can win this back. I knew that one, right? For $5, and said, no, come on, I can't pay no. All you do is pay the shipping and handling.
Right.
The rest of the stuff. Okay.
But all right.
Since I canceled this, why I still get my back? I don't know. That's another company.
Right. I hate that happened.
Okay, but I appreciate you telling me this, though.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you, ma'am.